Here's Nazem Kadri getting set for the Stadium Series game. You're on with Darren Millard, Nazem, along with John Shannon, and our special guest co-host, who's going to be with us a few times for the rest of the year, is Mark Savard. And Mark's been kind enough to show us how to tape a couple of hockey sticks today, because he's a bit of a savant in that regard. How do you tape your twig?
I usually go heel-toe, cover the toe, and then I throw some scissors on there to dice it up a little bit. So pretty simple.
Well, just so you know, Mark is beaming with a smile here that you have made his day.
You must go heel-toe all the time. It's the only way to tape a stick. I think it's mostly the Americans that I'm learning, Patrick Kane, Austin Matthews, that were taught toe-heel.
I've seen that unique setup as well, but I've just been doing it since I was a kid, so then I always stuck with it. Same tape job from the beginning.
Black tape always, too.
Always. Every single time.
Okay, why?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a little more elusive, just like coming down on goaltenders. Obviously, the puck's black and tape's black. So
your dad told you one time that the black tape hides the puck from the goalie.
I think he got in my ear one day when I was young, and I've just been doing it ever since. So there you go.
Those nice, crisp white sweaters and pants and gloves are going to blend in nicely with the ice tomorrow.
I think we'll be, I guess, a little transparent out there, but I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing yet, but I kind of like it. I know outdoor games is meant for unique jersey settings, and I think it's going to look sharp.
So give us your impression. You guys came from Florida yesterday to Annapolis. What's the feeling, and what's the location like for you guys?
It was a travel day yesterday. Just got in actually at the arena right now, taking in the view of the ice, and I think it's a great setup. They've done a wonderful job so far. We're just kind of hoping, obviously, the weather holds up.
Nazem Kadri chatting with us with Darren Millard along with John Shannon, and between the three of us, counting Mark Savard, we have 807 career NHL games on this panel right now. Nazem chatting with us about what's going to happen with the Stadium Series. Have you guys been told any backup plans in case the weather doesn't cooperate?
No, I honestly don't even know what they do, and I think we're obviously preparing to play for 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And like I said, I think it's a little bit windy right now, and that's what they're most worried about. But I think it's supposed to clear up in the next couple of days.
Nazem, I've been looking at your stats here. It's nice to see you turn your season around. You got 19 points in your last 17 games. How do you feel about the game tomorrow going forward here, and where you guys are sitting in the division?
I feel good about it. We feel confident. There's lots of belief in this team, and obviously we're as good as we set our minds to. So, it's nice to be chasing some teams ahead of us. Obviously, Washington's a very talented team, and they're experienced in these type of formats. So, they're chasing points too. They got obviously some talent up front that we got to be aware of.
Mark, tell us about Nazem and his faceoffs and. Just strategy-wise, did you guys ever cross paths, or was
we would face off.
What was it like facing off against Nazem? And Nazem, then you can come back.
I don't recall too much of it, but he was always good on the draw. He's someone you had to really battle against, and I think as most centermen do, firstly when they come in their career, because that's when I would have faced him, you try and win it to your strong side. And I can remember Nazem always trying to win it on his backhand, which I did the same thing, because it gave me the best chance to win faceoffs.
Nazem, your memories, well, I don't know, you probably can't remember everybody you faced off against, but does that sound accurate?
No, that definitely does. And I think as more skill type guys with me and Mark, you definitely try to use technique and quickness as opposed to power. So a lot of the times it's like a chess match in there. You got to just understand what other guys' tendencies are and what they like to do, and definitely have a few clubs in the bag. So you can't always do the same thing all the time. You just got to switch it up.
Are you used to the new format, the style, the rules of the face-off now? I still see you shaking your head every now and then.
Yeah, well, I just don't appreciate getting kicked in the face off. So that's all. I mean, I'm out there obviously to do my job, and I know the officials are, and linesmen are trying to do theirs as well. And it can be tough sometimes. I think, you know, face-offs were a little bit of a wild card in previous years, and guys would cheat as much as possible. But now I think we got the system down pat. It just took a few games for all the players to understand.
Nazem, a lot of discussion with the chemistry with you and Mitch on your line, but I want to talk about the guy on the other side, because I don't think Patrick Marleau is getting enough credit for what he's done for this team and in particular for your line. What's the old man doing that's made it so effective for you?
He skates. That's his strength, and you know, he can certainly put the puck in the net when you give him the opportunity as well. So, you know, Patty's the lead dog as far as, you know, forechecking goes, and he's usually in on the forecheck, forcing defensemen to turn the puck over to me and Mitch, and we just try to make as many plays as possible. Obviously, you know, all three of us have the chemistry there, and we've been able to generate tons of offense but still be, you know, responsible defensively, and I think that's what really makes a dangerous line.
Nazem Kadri chatting with us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, John Shannon, and Mark Savard. Before we let you go, just how much are you paying attention to the games when you're not playing, to the scores now compared to maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? Is it ramping up significantly?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, you obviously paying attention to all the games going on, especially, you know, the teams that are ahead of us that we're chasing. You know, we're hoping to get a couple bounces here in the next month, but, you know, really, you know, our fate's in our own hands, and that's exactly where we wanted to be. And I think, you know, if we're responsible and you know, we take the next step, which I think we're all know we're capable of, we should put ourselves in a good position.
Tomorrow, a little different weather than when you were at the big house, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was oldest outdoor game in history, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, it was certainly you know, a pond hockey, old school type vibe, like you're playing on the lake. But you know, now it's not so much the cold; it's just the wind that might be a factor.
Just remember, if you win the coin toss, take the wind.
Yeah, we're definitely looking to do that for sure.
Thanks, Nazem. Good luck. Have fun. Enjoy it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.